a media briefing at Oliver Tambo Airport shortly before his departure, Mr. Aristide spoke of mixed feelings at leaving South Africa. He spoke in isiZulu, a language in which he has become proficient during his exile.
Tina nomkami, umildred, nabantwana betu, uChristine noMichael.
Mr. Aristide said he and his family feel sad at leaving beloved friends, but at the same time felt peace at being able to return home after 7 years. He said people in Haiti are waiting for the family's return and said their long-held wish will soon come true. The former Haitian leader was driven from office by armed rebels in 2004 and was granted exile in South Africa. He said he will not become involved in Haitian politics. But he returns to Haiti 2 days before elections and amid warnings from the United States that his presence in the country could destabilize the poll. U.S. President Barack Obama called South African President Jacob Zuma earlier this week to voice that concern. Mr. Zuma has not commented on the conversation, but Minister in the Presidency, Collins Chobani, told the media that Haiti had earlier this year issued a passport to Mr. Aristide and Pretoria could not hold him hostage. International Relations and Cooperation Minister Maite Nkwani Mashabani told reporters Mr. Zuma had briefly met with Mr. Aristide before his departure.
We just had a very brief goodbye interaction between President Aristide, his family, and President Zuma, who on behalf of the government, the people of South Africa, had wished President Aristide a bon voyage and safe landing in his country of birth, Haiti. I just want to say once again, on behalf of our people, we wish you a safe and happy landing.
Reports in South Africa say this country paid for his chartered flight to Haiti. Well-known American actor Danny Glover flew to South Africa to accompany Mr. Aristide and his family back to Haiti. Dila Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.